Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. Just less than 2 weeks. 2 weeks away from Christmas. Did I give you my list yet, folks? I need to do that. Eric the Tech, how are you? You doing well?
Doing good, sir.
All right. It's great to be here with you on Tuesday. By the way, if you didn't catch the show yesterday, it's because, why? It's because we had this, just a tremendous cyber attack, and they're trying. And look, you can say the Chinese. I don't know if it's the Chinese. I don't know if it's the Russians. I don't know who it is. But I can say this. People are trying to silence the truth, and we will not be silenced. The truth will not be silenced. Folks, I've got a great program for you. If you have not seen Dr. James Thorpe, just wait. He's coming. He's coming on here momentarily, and he's got the entire episode. And he's got so much to say. He is an incredible doctor, medical doctor. He is an incredible source of knowledge. And he's been through hell and back. As I said, I think I might have said this. If I didn't, I apologize. And if I did, I apologize for repeating myself. He was on with Tucker Carlson back in February. Yeah, that you know, there's good and bad about that, right? Raises people's awareness about you, but there's a price for that, and he paid just a tremendous price. He and his family, as we all do when we stick our heads up from the crowd and say, "Look, there's something wrong," and I've got a lot of respect for him. Before we get to him, I just want to say this: I want to thank the supporters of this program. Thank you. Thank the people who listen all the way from Australia. Club Grubbery, thank you very much from Australia. You guys are great. Fantastic, actually. Tremendous show up down there, I should say. Of course, if I was upside down, I'd be saying up there. But Club Grubbery in Australia, thank you so much. And, of course, Karen in Rome, thanks. Appreciate hearing from you. And I hope you're doing well, and I hope everyone all across Europe, as well as the U.S. and Canada, are doing well, too. Before we get started, I want to tell you about this little device right here. You recognize it? Now let me turn it around. See this? I've got these all over my house. You know what these are? I don't know either, but I plug them in, and I save energy. I save money on my energy bills. Okay, I don't know how they work. Doesn't matter to me. I don't need to know how they work. I just know they work. Folks, energy bills are rising at a historic rate. They are just absolutely going through the roof. No end in sight. Talk to enough people, you'll soon realize that nearly everyone is shocked at their recent electricity bills. Some studies reveal energy costs have skyrocketed by as high as 60% in as little as 2 years. This is why tens of thousands of people are installing that magical little device to help slash their energy bills. Sophisticated gadget. That's what that is. It stabilizes the electric currents, reducing dirty electricity, which I didn't think existed, but I guess it does. Stuff that seeps out and goes everywhere. And anyway, it reduces that. Helps protect your appliances and electronics. Simply put, you just plug it into your home's wall outlet, and it helps dramatically lower energy consumption. Ultimately, it'll help you reduce your power bills month after month. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this device is one of the most efficient ways to save money while beating the greedy power companies. Of course, there's more. If you place your order right now, and you still got time before Christmas, so do it now, you'll also get a 65% discount, 65% off. Fast shipping within the U.S., hassle-free returns, and last but not least, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Simply go to savepowerbills.com to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Once again, savepowerbills. Did I say that Derek. Did I say that right before? You weren't listening. Never mind. SavePowerBills.com. SavePowerBills.com. One more time. SavePowerBills.com. Sometimes I get ahead of myself, and you know how that is, right, folks? So stop wasting money. SavePowerBills.com. All right. I want to thank them and thank you for being here with me. So with me on today's show, one of the biggest stories. You know, I often say this, and people get sick of me saying it, but, you know, I've been an investigator for over 35 years. But my wife says, would you stop saying that? But that's kind of like who I am in a sense. That's what I do. And one of the biggest crimes, I believe, in history is the release of the bioweapon, the SARS-CoV-2, whatever you want to call it, coronavirus, COVID-19, going by different names. But with every crime, as in every crime, man, I wish I'd love to be the Attorney General of the United States right now. With every crime, there are criminals. There are people behind this and entities. There are suspects. There are people who, they're bad people. There are people who want to kill you. There are people who have caused the deaths of countless people all across the world. And so far, they've gotten away with it. And then there are people who have harassed the living crap out of people, like my guest, Dr. James Thorpe. Let me just pull something up here. Talk amongst yourselves. If you, I want to get this right, okay? Because, you know, you only have one chance at this. Dr. James Thorpe, if you go to TWC Health, TWC.health, you like how I lean into there? The wellness company. And look at this profile. Read it. Read it, because he's the chief of maternal and prenatal medicine for the wellness company. The reason I say read this is because I know right now two young women who are with a child, and I care about them. Now, they're not related to me, but they're friends of mine, and I care about them. I care about their children, their child, upcoming children, whatever. And I know, I've seen what the system, the dirty system, has done to mothers and children. Here to talk about this and the bigger picture, as well as drill down into various aspects of what's going on, is Dr. James Thorpe of The Wellness Company, one of the great, in my view, one of the greatest medical companies on the planet. But that's just me, The Wellness Company. If you go to HagmanPI.com, please bookmark that website, HagmanPI.com. Bookmark that, as well as The Wellness Company, and become, you can actually do telemedicine with them and do a lot of things. So make sure you've got The Wellness Company on your in your bookmarks, in your favorites, whatever, on your phone, as well as they have medical packs. I had a telemedicine visit, and I've got some of their emergency packs. But the people that who comprise, what's that? Oh, promo code Hagman. Eric the Tech, thank you very much. Promo code Hagman. People who comprise this wellness company, like Dr. James Thorpe, are the best of the best, in my view. And I'm so proud and honored to have him with me right now. Dr. James Thorpe, without taking any more of your time, come on board. Let's talk.
Doug, it's such an honor and a privilege to finally get on your platform. I've been a huge fan of your 35 years of career of reporting. And just introducing myself to
please.
Yes. You and your audience. I'm an old guy. I was honored to turn 70 years old back in April. So I've been a high-risk OB doctor for 44 years, and I can't believe it. But
really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm 20. I have the I am a disabled veteran. Did not sustain my injuries in combat, but earlier in life with other issues and more that I won't get into.
Okay.
Abusing myself with over-aggressive sports training is what I did and caused a lot of problems. But anyways, be that as it may.
But by the way, I got to say this. You know, when you're going through all that, you never think about the consequences later in life. You're always just beating yourself up, right?
And listen, I was a dumb.
Yep.
You fill in the blank. I thought I was, you know, impervious. I thought I was immortal. I wanted to, you know, compete, and I pushed myself too hard, and I really hurt myself on supervised training. And you know, the message that I have to young people, this is really off our topic, but is like trying to get to these young kids and saying, you're going to be 70 years old sometime like me. Take care of your body. And you know, it's a great segue into what we're going to talk about with the wellness company. But, you know, I've been doing this for 44 years. I've been honored to have an incredible career. God has blessed me. I'm so grateful to God. You know, one of my heroes was Dr. Semmelweis, and Dr. Semmelweis is my hero. He, of course, is long gone. He lived 170 years ago, but he was the OBGYN doctor. Your audience must know about him and look into Semmelweis. Because what happened to Semmelweis in the mid-1800s at University of Vienna Medical School and Vienna Lying in Hospital is identical to what's going on now. Listen, back then, there were some months where as many as 50% of healthy, beautiful women delivered a beautiful baby, and they died from a puerperal fever sepsis. Almost 50% in some months. Overall, you know, probably a 20% mortality rate. Dr. Semmelweis figured out exactly what was doing it. The healthcare system itself was killing the patients. He discovered it. He blew out the reigning hypothesis of why these people were dying. He called out the truth, and he was destroyed professionally because he upset the status quo of the elites and the powerful of the medical system. You know, I got into Ignaz Philipp Semmelweis as my hero because my mother was a labor and delivery nurse at University of Michigan, where I spent some time growing up in Ann Arbor. And, you know, I got into her OB medical textbooks, you know, at a young age. And she delivered me at home. She taught me about Semmelweis, and before I was 20 years old, I read one of his seminal works, actually a book that was written by Morton Thompson called The Cry and the Covenant. And I learned so much from this hero. He died at age 47. They literally, I think, murdered him because they did exactly the same as they're doing to physicians today, Doug. Put him in a mental institution. What they've done up in Canada and what they're trying to do here. And in essence, and I won't go into it, but that's what they've tried to do to a lot of us, including myself, not put us in a mental hospital, but go down this route, this rabbit hole of, you know, okay, you're acting irrationally, so you need to be psychiatrically. This is exactly what they're trying to do to me and many others. Which is it's a horrible abomination. Once they get you in there, like the physician up in Canada, I mean, they can do anything they want to you. So he died, probably murdered, because he was beaten and he sustained an injury and he died of sepsis at age 47. And he wasn't declared as the true hero until years after his death. And now everybody praises him. But, you know, it goes back to what Solomon says in Ecclesiastes in the Judeo-Christian scripture. It says, what was will be, what has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun. It's the same human flaw of sin, power, greed, and money. So Ignaz Philips always taught me a lot of important lessons. Number one, always stand up for your patients. Number two, promote the truth no matter what the causes are. And the third thing he taught me was, Jimbo, that's my father's nickname for me, and I don't hear his voice, but he has a profound influence on my career. Always be involved with clinical research that is meaningful to your patients, like I did himself. Simple question. Why are all these patients dying? He discovered the answer. Mm. And I think we collectively have discovered the answer here, but they don't want to hear it. So they're trying to destroy us. And, you know, I'm currently in the process of writing a book on the vaccine and pregnancy, and it's going to be a killer book. It's going to be unbelievable. But what I've done is, because Semmelweis 170 years ago was such a profound influence on my life and my career, as well as other people, I've identified the ultimate Semmelweis of this day. And he's featured in my book, and he's in a picture, hopefully on the back cover, and that's Dr. Peter McCullough. Peter McCullough is a sentinel Semmelweis hero of these days, but there's many more that I've identified, and I'm crediting these people in the book with a picture of them and Semmelweis above each new chapter moniker. I mean, we're talking, Mary Talley Bowden. Dr. Mary Talley Bowden, Dr. Ryan Cole, Dr. Pierre Corey, Dr. Paul Merrick, Sherry Tenpenny. I could go on and on and on, but there's these something are the special. Heroes.
I didn't mean to overtalk you, but there's something very special about you and doctors like you. I had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in studio a couple of times, and all of you, to me, are real doctors. And forgive my folks, forgive me, and doctor, forgive me for even saying real doctors, okay? But I mean the true doctors. I remember when I was a young boy, our family doctor would come and make house calls, bring his bag in. I'd be laying on the couch with a fever or whatever my problem might have been, and he'd say, okay, roll over, and shot in the butt after checking me out for probably a half hour, making sure everything was, seeing what was going on. But he was a real doctor. And it was like, midnight. But these are these are the kind of people who would give their time and expertise and lives over to their profession and taking care of their patients first. Nobody was at that time anyway, and even to some extent, even with you and others like you now, you're not held hostage by the system or by big pharma. And for that, I appreciate you. I don't want to drive that point home necessarily, but I just think that there's something special about you and doctors like you. So,
well, thank you for those kind words. I think it's very easy. Is that I've had a rough life in terms of a lot of trauma in my life, physically and personally. And there were times, two distinct times in my life, where I gave up on life and I really wanted to, end my life. And my creator made it really clear that wasn't an option. And I've had a brilliant career. I've been honored by all these organizations, that are now killing my patients. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, number one, ACOG, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, ABOG, that has the teeth and the credentialing. And then there's my subspecialty International Society, the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine. And, Doug, these organizations have honored me my entire career. I've had, about 250 publications, most of them peer-reviewed medical journal publications. But I never wanted to go down the academic route, because the academicians were very distant from their patients, and they focus more on dedicated time and their tenure and publications and all that stuff. And I was really pushed into that side. And I really loved doing clinical research, and I published extensively, but I didn't want to go that route because I wanted to spend my time doing volume of patients, patients' care, taking care of my patients, my pregnant women, my preborns. And I wanted to do my own research. I didn't want a university department telling me you have to apply for this grant and you have to study this thing. That's what's being done. And so I was really, if you will, a unicorn. There weren't really people like me, because despite my incredible dedication to seeing vast volumes of clinical, I did all my research. I funded it on my own. I never took a dollar from pharma.
Wow.
Or from these NIH grants. And I designed my own studies. I worked and did all my own numbers and statistics. And I published a lot. And I was honored in giving awards for that. But nobody knew how to deal with me because I wasn't.
Again, I don't mean to overtalk you, but so people know, I think you've got, what, 245 papers, publications, and 50 on COVID alone, right?
Right, that's right.
Wow. Okay. And putting your patients ahead of everything else, but yet still having time to do that—that's an amazing right. thing. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So I'm proud that I never took a dollar from pharma, but I'm, you know, they have honored me for this, and they didn't know how to You know, it's kind of a. Yin and yang, that you got the town and gown syndrome, where the gown is the academics in the ivory palace, and then you got the clinicians. Well, they didn't, neither of them accepted me because I really did both. So I was put on the international board of directors of the Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine for a 3-year stint. Why? Well, they wanted to use me to bring those two camps together. Of course, that never worked, but it was interesting. And I've received a lot of research awards from all three of those organizations. And now I'm attacking all those three organizations because I believe, and I've proven, Maggie, my wife, who is an attorney and a pastor, have proven that ACOG, American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, have took millions of dollars through the Department of Health and Human Services and the CDC, through this Mark Weber, who was deputy secretary at the time, and they invoked a contract with this money. We'll give you this amount of money, but you cannot deviate from our lockstep narrative. And if you do, you'll have to pay all the money back. My wife, Maggie Thorpe, JD, MACP, and myself, we've published that. We got the Freedom of Information Act. We proved that. That's not theory. They targeted women, Doug, for two reasons. Number one, and you know this as a guy, I know this as a guy physician and other husbands that are physicians. We don't make healthcare decisions. Women make all the healthcare decisions, and that's all over the world in every culture, every ideology. It's just the difference between a man and a woman. So that's the first reason. The second reason they targeted women, because despite what your woke, I don't want to call them colleagues, but these woke university mentally ill people, they think that men can get pregnant. Well, men can't get pregnant. 2 + 2 does not equal 5. It never will. That's as bad science. So they targeted pregnant women. And I call them women, not people, that I get criticized, even bad comments if I use the term pregnant women. We're not even allowed to publish that. It's pregnant people. I say BS.
Are you serious? Wait. You're not allowed to publish pregnant women? I mean, have we lost our friggin' senses?
No. The American College of OBGYN and all the journals. Look at the New England Journal of Medicine article that was published by Shimaba Kuro that was completely fraudulent, that is responsible for killing and injuring millions of pregnant women globally in June of 2021. in their title is pregnant women, pregnant peoples. And they repeat that. This is the New England Journal of Medicine. And they completely lied. They pushed the safety of the vaccine and pregnancy, threatening pregnant women that if you don't take this, you're going to kill your baby and you're probably going to die yourself, which is a complete fabrication and lie. So they targeted pregnant women because women make all the healthcare decisions globally, more than 90%. Number two, men cannot get pregnant. Only women can get pregnant. They wanted to prove with $5 trillion of money, of your taxpayer dollars, and these quid pro quo arrangements with probably a large proportion of the recipients of that $5 trillion, that the vaccine was safe, effective, and necessary in pregnant women. Why? They're the most vulnerable population in the world, Doug. Yeah. So if they can project that false narrative, they've won the entire game. Every person on the planet needs a vaccine if it's safe, effective, and necessary in pregnant women. And that's what they did, Doug. Yeah. And that's what they took the blood money for. And, Doug, what's most outrageous and what curdles my blood? I don't want to use any foul language.
No, you're a nice guy. You can say whatever. I'll tell you what. I've said some things I never thought I'd ever say on air. Okay. So you can do not hold back.
Okay.
Whatever you feel comfortable saying, because I am very passionate about this. Okay. I've lost friends and very close friends to the activities of the people you're referencing. But go ahead, please. I don't mean to
interrupt. These are. And this is a medical term, and it's also a biblical term. They're bastards.
They are.
They are bastards. Their father is not, their spiritual father is not your father.
Amen to that.
In the Judeo-Christian tradition, their father is Satan. These are people. These are serial killers. These are criminal institutions. They took money, and to this very day, they're pushing the clot death shot in my pregnant women. They can't deviate from the narrative, the false narrative from the HHS and CDC. If they do, Doug, they have to pay that massive number of money back, and they've already greased their pockets with it. They can't do it. And, you know, this is really applicable to exactly why I was fired from the largest Catholic healthcare system, I think one of the largest $10 billion company, SSM Health of St. Louis, Sisters of St. Mary's Health in St. Louis, $10 billion organization. I've served faithfully for almost 5 years. And, you know, I was the number one producer, the number one moneymaker for them, the most published, the most experienced, allegedly, at least from what I see and others tell me, the highest patient rating scores and the most loved. And the CEO called me up and said, hey, you know, and to their credit, they didn't demonize me. They honored me. You know, he said that in front of my wife, you know, you're a model physician. You have impeccable, you know, intellect, integrity, moral and ethical. But, you know, we have to let you go because we're having financial problems. And we might hire you back if we can rectify those problems. But we're going to invoke a no cause termination element that was in your contract 5 years ago. And, you know, I knew he was lying. I was on the United States Senate, the Tucker Carlson show, which might have contributed, you know, getting Tucker fired. But I was Tucker Carlsonized. They loved me. I was their number one moneymaker. I saw, you know, 7,500 high risk OB scanned in just 4.5 years, far exceeding nobody other physician in that 10 to 12 member division of maternal fetal medicine came anywhere close to me. So they didn't execute me for no cause and money problems. I was their number one money producer. I was Tucker Carlsonized. They didn't want to fire me, but they had to fire me because somebody from HHS and CDC contacted them and said, listen, you need to execute Thorpe and terminate him. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay back the $307 million that they received from HHS, CDC in early 21. Now, that is proven, okay? We have that, and we've published that. My wife, Maggie, is an attorney. She's a brilliant investigative attorney. She's busted some big, I will say, deep state insurance companies operating and proven fraud by her sleuthing in the internet. And
God bless her. She's a woman after my own heart. Go ahead.
She's incredible. So we published this in a series. We have a dozen or so articles in America Out Loud platform over the last 15 months or so. And we published the one on the freedom of information. We published a lot of their short articles. If you go to America Out Loud, Maggie Thorpe, Jim Thorpe, all the articles will come out. And let me tell you something. These are unique articles. They're legal medical briefs. Maggie's an attorney, an investigative attorney. I'm a physician. And together we have crafted these articles that are highly cited. Nobody can take them down because they're so highly cited. And it documents the corruption of the American College of OBGYN. The corruption now, our latest one, is the hospital that Dr. Mary Talley Bowden, another Semmelweisian hero, out of Houston Methodist. And we documented the massive amount of money. And they were the leader in the country, interestingly. I believe that purposefully they went after Texas. And they went after Texas Houston Medical Center because they were a quote leader, if you will, and they were in a red state. So they gave them massive amounts of money, and they got them to formally push your employee mandates for all of this fascism, and that they did. And Mary Talley Bowden was fired. So we've revisited that in just an article that broke 2 days ago. There you go. There it is right there. God bless you. And, you know, when you scroll down there and you look at, you know, I think $185 billion were given through the provider relief fund. And that's completely separate from the hundreds of others. So, you know, this is really serious stuff. Whether it's $186.5 billion or $178 billion, that's a lot of money. That's our taxpayer money. And these were unethically, illegally, immorally bribed to push the illegal, unethical, deadly mandates on all the hospital employees. And as soon as Houston Methodist fell, so did the rest of the country. And they sequentially targeted these in a very, very political manner. They didn't have to target the hospitals. Horrible.
Okay, so if you don't mind, if we can pull the lens back a tad here, one thing I failed to ask you, and I probably should have. At what point, when everything started happening, when COVID, as they named it, was identified, COVID-19 was identified, and things began to happen, at what point did you notice things were not right and say, hold on a second here, we've got a problem, and it's not what you think it is? In your career, in your life, when did that happen?
Yeah, that's a great question, Doug. Thank you for asking that. First of all, I'm former military. I'm a disabled veteran.
Right.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. And listen, I'm the first one to publicly admit that I've sinned. I've made mistakes due to my brainwashing from medical school and the brainwashing from all the corrupted medical journals that have been throughout my career. All of them are corrupted and owned. I believe them. I trusted the FDA and the CDC. I trusted ACOG, ABOG, and SMFM. I trusted the AMA. And I personally have taken all my vaccines, none of the COVID. But I began after the turn of the century when the New England Journal of Medicine editor-in-chief by the name of Marcia Engel declared that horrible, corrupt, terminal, kleptocratic relationship between the industry and the journal. She exposed that 25 years ago. And subsequently, that's one of the most famous journals in the world, most influential. You know, it's been around the Massachusetts Society of Medicine. has been around longer than any other society in medicine, you know, hundreds of years. So, you know, they captured them, and they've been captured. But that has rapidly accelerated to the point where they're pushing this woke behavior, to the point where they're publishing fraudulent articles that are killing and injuring millions of my pregnant patients globally, literally. And so the same thing with the Lancet Medical Journal. So what was my defining moment? Here's my defining moment, Doug. I've used Plaquenil. Do you know what Plaquenil is?
I've heard of it, but no.
Okay. Plaquenil is a trade name for a generic drug that you know. It's called hydroxychloroquine. Do you know about that drug?
Of course.
Okay. So I've used hydroxychloroquine in pregnant women, all trimesters, and breastfeeding women for 40 years. It's been used 65 years. It's a miracle drug. And it was stated as such by the CDC, HHS, and FDA. It was on their website pushing it with a cute little picture moniker that I can show you on a slide if you want to see it. And it disappeared. They bragged exactly like I bragged, and it's not just Jim Thorpe. All the physicians used it. They used it because women of reproductive age are anywhere from 3 to 10 times the risk of developing an autoimmune disease than their age-related cohort of men. Now, why there's such a discrepancy, that's a topic for a different subject, probably vaccine injuries. We won't go into that, but be that as it may, we treat autoimmune disease, many of them, there's hundreds of different kinds, with hydroxychloroquine, and those women would do well, and then they'd get pregnant, and we would continue the hydroxychloroquine at the exact same therapeutic dose, 200 milligrams twice daily, you know, ad infinitum, and it really ameliorated and improved their outcomes. We didn't take them off in the first trimester, the most dangerous trimester of where the organs are formed and where the baby can be vulnerable to birth defects. We didn't stop it because it was so safe. That's a tried and true drug. And in 2005, I was familiar with how effective Fauci said it was in studies with SARS-CoV-1. So when you ask me, a long-winded answer to your question, when did I become knowledgeable that there was something really bad going on? When they erased that hydroxychloroquine advertisement from their website, FDA website, a year or so before the pandemic, that piqued my interest. And then my brilliant wife, investigative attorney wife, Maggie, found it, and I have captured it. And what's worse is that in May of 2020, there was this horrible, fraudulent article by a Dr. Mandeep Mehra, a cardiologist at Harvard, who published allegedly a cohort of almost 96,000 women from multiple different continents that in a prospective study and looked at therapy of COVID on multiple different continents. We knew that was a fraudulent article. Everybody knew it. You couldn't not have done that in 5 months, in the first 5 months of 2020, and get it published. So we knew it was fraudulent. It was actually put up and faked. It wasn't even manipulated data. It was fake data through a research company called Surgisphere, and we've published on that extensively. And so you think, why did they do that? Well, they did it because they had to falsely impugn the safety and efficacy of hydroxychloroquine, much like they did later with ivermectin, because the EUA would have been illegal. That was their golden brick road to rolling out the vaccine, which was the whole purpose of the plandemic. So they took it out. And by taking it out and by pushing this nonsense of not using early treatment, which has since been proven to be 99% life-saving if you treat it early enough, they erased that. They said, no, you're not allowed to use hydroxychloroquine. They also did a lot of other really evil, sinister things, like they took a lot of nutraceuticals off the shelf. They took nebulizers off the shelf from of all your local pharmacies that are life-saving. A lot of things like that. And they just said, stay home until you're about ready to die, then come in the hospital so that they can finish the job. That's in essence what they did. And by the way, when I tried to use other agents to treat hydroxychloroquine in that first, in 2020, I was aggressively attacked.
You mean as a replacement for hydroxychloroquine? Or I think you misstated that. Say that again, please.
What I meant to say is when I would try to prescribe hydroxychloroquine, like I call it into CVS or Walmart Pharmacy or Walgreens, these they would give me a hard time, and illegally, unethically, they'd refuse to fill my prescriptions, which I've been writing for 40 years in pregnant women. I knew it was safe. I knew they were lying. And by the way, in this recent article that Maggie and I just published that you showed earlier, by the way, they were Walgreens and Walmart and all the institutional national pharmacies received part of that $178 billion to push this illegal narrative.
Oh, they did.
Yes, they did.
So they were, so the pharmacies in or the corporate, it doesn't really matter. Well, it does, I suppose. But the pharmacies received cash for declining to fulfill your prescriptions, right? Fill your prescriptions. Is that correct?
That's right. That's absolutely correct. And that's proven in the article. Not just me, everybody in the country. And so they essentially perpetrated this false narrative from the Mandeep Mehra Lancet article in May 2020. It was blasted. The use of hydroxychloroquine throughout the world dropped. It was completely stopped after that article because the fraudulent mainstream media that also received millions, if not billions, to push this false narrative. Remember, $5 trillion now. $5 trillion have been pushed. And that's by liberal news sources like the Washington Post and many others. And so I believe that the majority of that $5 trillion was associated with a quid pro quo arrangement, a cooperative care agreement like we proved with ACOG. So that's when I knew this was fraudulent. And I would get in vehement arguments with the pharmacists, and they threatened me, the local pharmacists. I live in Gulf Breeze, Florida. I went to a local pharmacist at Walmart, and I know all the pharmacists by name, and they called me names. They yelled and screamed and showed, you know, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. That I have a legal responsibility to prescribe medication that it for my pregnant women that have autoimmune disease. And if I want to use it to treat COVID, that's my decision. It's not the government's decision. It's not a hospital decision. And by the way, you know, all of these organizations, despite the fact that the American people have voted with their feet, they're not taking the vaccine. They know the vaccines are killing people. The uptake is only 1-2%, but few people are coming out. It's like we don't talk about it. You know, it's like family incest or something. You don't talk about these things. Otherwise, you'll get destroyed. So that's when I knew in 2020 that this was very sinister. It was very wrong. It was anti-science. It was fascism. It's totalitarianism.
How did you handle the pharmacists? I'm just curious because I don't take any crap from anyone. Okay. And, I talked to my pharmacist, I've got a hometown pharmacy. Okay. I talked to my pharmacist. I said, I've got a physician from another town who's going to prescribe me ivermectin. Just as a prophylactic, situation. I said, you will fill this, right? And he said, absolutely, I'll fill it. If it's a legitimate prescription, absolutely, I'll fill it. Now, if I went to CVS or Walmart or Walgreens or whatever and asked the same question and got a different answer, we'd have a problem, a huge problem. Because my question to you is, with the prescriptions you called in of hydroxychloroquine for your pregnant women who were, you know, potential autoimmune issues, did you have any You said you had problems, but ultimately, were they taken care of? And if not, how did you handle it?
No, I went ballistic. No. And by the way, it's not just for pregnant women. None of the fake doctors who took all the money and continued to take money for which was bribe money, they wouldn't treat these patients. So I treated the patients locally in my local, even though it was completely out of my specialty.
Right.
I treated it with a local physician colleague who was on my same wavelength, Dr. Deborah Viglione of Gulf Breeze, Florida. And we treated literally hundreds and hundreds of patients through her office using our own grassroots protocol, which was hydroxychloroquine, which, by the way, was ozone. She used ozone. We used ozone as well, which was profoundly effective. And that was also shown to be extraordinarily effective in SARS-CoV-1. Ozone's been used for 100 years as a medical therapeutic, but it's decried by the Flexner report and the fraudulent medical industrial complex because it's a natural substance and they can't make money off it. So we used high doses of vitamin C. We used hydroxychloroquine. We used ivermectin and many others. Of course, the appropriate antibiotics and the appropriate steroids. But we treated them early on and we had incredible outcomes. Listen, Dr. Ben Marble, another local doctor, this guy is a hero. He was put up for the Nobel Prize, Dr. Ben Marble. He was fired from an ED because they tried to push the vaccine on him, literally coming at him with needles. He said no. And so this is an interesting story. He started MyFreeDoctor.com after he had a dream. It's very interesting. And he's not a religious man. He's a Christian. Having a dream that Jesus told him to treat all my patients for free. And it's like he woke up and it's like, wait a minute. This is crazy. I can't do this. I can't. And then in the course of the next week, the steps were put into place where he was able to legally provide care, emergency early treatment for every single state in the United States of America. He's treated over 300,000 with the McCulloch protocol, the Zelenko protocol, with Marble protocol. Doug, do you realize what the survival rate was in his cohort? It's 99.99%.
I was going to say almost 100%, I'm sure.
Yeah. Only six people died, and those people died with horrible comorbidities and didn't get to until way late in the game. It's always been a precept of 6,000 years of medicine of humanity. You always treat any disease early on because it's going to improve the outcome. That was the second lie that I learned that really tipped me over the scales. And yeah, I got in some vehement arguments, and I would, I would sit up there and I would make sure all the other customers heard me. I called them out, the pharmacist. There was a lady pharmacist that particularly gave me a lot of grief that has at Walmart Pharmacy and Gulf Breeze proper. I know all the pharmacists, and there's one lady there that was a tyrannical fascist dictator and really got into it. And I did kind of humiliate her at the counter there. I said, pull out your drug insert for that vaccine that you're pushing on all my pregnant women and killing. Well, that didn't go over too well, kind of like a fart in church, so to speak. Worse than that. So she said, okay, here it is right here. I said, open it up. She opened it up. Much to her chagrin, the entire thing was blank. And it was written, purposefully left blank.
Right.
The entire massive. I have one of these things here.
I don't know if I've ever seen one in person.
Here you go.
Okay.
This is from her. This is what she gave me. This is usually filled.
Yep.
This is filled with data that you need a magnifying glass. Can you read what it says there?
Intentionally blank.
Yeah, and here's the back of it. And this lady, I think.
Well, what a waste, by the way. How did that turn out?
Didn't turn out well. She was really upset.
Looking at that, what did you ask her what the hell was wrong with her? I'm just.
I, I talked to her boss. I talked to everybody, and they essentially, these are orders from high command. We can't do it. Period.
Orders from high command. What the hell does that mean?
That means orders from the top, the very top of Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, exactly like Maggie and I just published. They were paid off large amounts of money, and they implemented these Hitler, fascist, illegal doctrines to kill patients. Listen, this is a great segue. All of these pharmaceutical companies, the military medical industrial complex, have captured all the medical journals, all the pharmacies, all the credentialing agencies, all the hospitals. Get out of the healthcare system and don't trust your government. They're trying to kill you and keep you ill.
Which is why, you can do that through the wellness company, correct? I mean, because I don't have it. I didn't bring it to the studio with me. At home, I've got the emergency medical kit. It's a fantastic kit. It treats everything from anthrax to syphilis, okay? I mean, and everything in between, okay? It's just fantastic. But I'm also a member of the wellness company, so if I have a problem, I can get treated. Folks, go to the wellness company. The link will be in the program description box, of which Dr. Thorpe is a part of. I mean, you're still strong there, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Listen, the wellness company is an incredible parallel healthcare system, and this emergency medical packet, every single household in the United States of America, in the world, should have at least one, if not several. You cannot duplicate this. You can never duplicate this in the traditional healthcare system. This is only $250. It includes a free consultation with a doctor, and it also includes 8, not over the counter, 8 prescription drugs that are potentially life-saving. 5 of them are crucial antibiotics. Then there's ivermectin. And then there's ondansetron, which is Zofran, anti-nausea. And then there's Diflucan, which is an antifungal. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this treats over 35 or 40 diseases, probably many more, including anthrax, including the bubonic plague, Black Death, which is transmitted through vermin, fleas, and that killed millions and millions in prior plagues. So, yes, this is caused by a bacteria called Yersinia pestis. Yeah, these drugs cover all these things. And you cannot, listen, to get one of these drugs would cost you over $250 and massive amounts of time. And no physician in any healthcare system, traditional healthcare system, could prescribe you 8 of these drugs. So this is a life-saving emergency medical kit. I think it's the best on the market.
It is. I mean, take it from me, folks. Now, promo code Hagman. Don't forget that for 10% off. But I got to tell you something. The literature in the instructions, the education this provides, and I'm so embarrassed. I did not realize the generic name for hydroxychloroquine. I apologize. But what's in that kit? Now, I have 2 for me. For Christmas, folks, okay, I had my wife fill out a form, and you provide your government ID, of course, a photo ID so they know it's you, so you're not dispensing this to others. But do this for a family member for Christmas. I don't know if you probably wouldn't get it for Christmas, but the fact is, this to me is a life-saving device. When I say device, the kit that in the coming days, I sense you will, in the weeks, months ahead, it's better to have this than not have it.
Absolutely. There's no way that you can get probably even one of those drugs emergently when you need it. And remember what I said, early therapy is a key for all diseases. And, you know, if you call me up on a, you know, whatever in a traditional healthcare system, and I call you in a script for CVS or pharmacy, you know, you're going to be lucky if you get that in, you know, 96 hours or 72 hours. Well, that it puts you behind the curve. Listen, I've been stocking up drugs in my own personal residence for my patients, my family members, and my friends for decades. And I've always been a strong proponent of this. And it was logarithmically more important to do this now than it was. You see all the threats from the pharmacy. You know, God bless some of these pharmacists you may have read have walked off their job because they don't have the technical support and the assistance, and they're afraid they're, you know, doing harm to patients because of their lack of logistical assistance. They're on strike. We have massive supply chain problems. Listen, I am not a salesperson. I hate sales. I never have been. It's never been in my wheelhouse. But listen, I unapologetically promote the wellness company and their products. Why? Because I vetted them. They're safe. And these nutraceuticals and these prescribed are potentially life-saving. And, you know, the enemies, you know, we have a lot of people attacking the wellness center now because they're so profoundly successful. You know, Foster Colson and the Peter Gillily. This is an incredible healthcare system, and they're causing market disruption. And so everybody is attacking them from every which way. And that's why I know that we're over the radar, just like I'm personally attacked by these organizations and hospitals. I know that I'm over the radar. So this spike support, also an extraordinarily important, and, you know, the spike support for adults and for children. These have medications in them. The spike support for adults has natokinase, dandelion root, and four other natural medications. And are there randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled trials proving safety and efficacy? No. But and that's the gold standard. But let's keep the record straight here. There's never been a randomized controlled prospective trial of any of the hundreds of vaccines that your government is pushing out. Not a single one. So there are great data on natokinase, for example. A large study from South Korea by Chen and colleagues with over 1,000 patients that show incredible benefits. Nakuromo from Japan. You know, this has been used in Japan for large amounts of time. McCulloch and colleagues, his co-author John Leake, have written many substacks showing the science and the efficacy. So, yes, I stand behind that product, and I do it unapologetically. Why? Because, listen, these bastards in your government and these healthcare systems are pushing a vaccine that have killed and injured 602 million people globally and put billions, if not a trillion, blood money in their pockets. And they're still doing it to this day. They are illegally proclaiming efficacy of these new boosters before they even get the new variants. Do you know how illegal that is, according to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission? My goodness, just 3 years ago, they were attacking physicians' offices in Dallas and all over the country that were allegedly making false claims about nutraceuticals like vitamin C and like ozone and closing down their offices. And now these bloody bastard killers are pushing and promoting a vaccine now that has been proven to kill and injure. And I come up with a number of 602 million globally that they have killed and injured just from the vaccine on the basis of the Rancor data that came out in September, on the basis of this New Zealand data that Steve Kirsch has, that's very consistent, almost identical to the Rancor data. And also on the new Substack yesterday from Steve Kirsch, he has the identical data from the United States of America Medicare. And this is time-sensitive case control study with on the y-axis, the vertical axis, showing the absolute number of deaths, and on the x-axis showing the implementation. It's a time cohort series, the exact same one that he used in New Zealand, and it unequivocally demonstrates the rollout of the drug and the increase in deaths a year after the rollout. It's unequivocal. It's in all the countries that he looked at, and now it's from the United States Medicare data. This is very, very important. It's unequivocal.
I've seen Mr. Kirsch's writings, of course, his posts. I follow many, many of these professionals. Dr. Naomi Wolf coming out and providing stats and information in her group of volunteers. I've got just like a number of questions for you. Okay. One of the more important ones, I think many people are sitting at home wondering, are we going to see this happen again, but maybe something a little bit more deadly by the bastards who are behind this, okay? And if not, what are we going to see next?
Well, in your view, I'm not a prophet, profit, but
I mean, based on your experience, yeah, your professional experience.
Yeah, they're threatening all kinds of stuff. I mean, look at this white lung, okay?
Yeah.
They're trying to make fear pornography out of that. They're talking about a resurgence of Ebola, and now they're talking about Ebola vaccines. They're now pushing 4 vaccines in pregnancy. Oh. Don't ever take a vaccine in pregnancy. You know, yes, I pushed them earlier in my career. I was bamboozled. I was brainwashed. When I did my deep dive, there's never been safety and efficacy of any vaccine on a schedule that's been proven in a randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled trial. Do your due diligence. Read the book out of CHD, Bobby's organization, that was reprinted by the name of Turtles All the Way Down. It's unequivocal. I have the Utah death certificate data of the state of Utah.
By the way, read this one as well. Okay. Wuhan cover up. After you read The Real Dr. Fauci, after you read what Dr. Thorpe just mentioned, but do your research. I didn't mean to take you off track there, but thank you for mentioning that. So, okay, and if I can share something with you in the audience, many people don't know, Eric the Tech obviously knows, at my home, my stepson it happened to test positive for COVID, whatever that means, and he's staying with me, with us, my wife and I, because of he's got young children at home, a wife and stuff. Anyway, so I'll just tell you this real quick, folks. He was able to, through the wellness center, overcome his COVID in record time. I think it was 3 maybe at most days. And because what my wife and I were doing here, as well as Eric the Tech at the studio, because it did come, we never, ever had any symptoms whatsoever. So I want to mention that before I forgot what the wellness company, lifesavers, in my view, that man you're listening to and watching, a lifesaver. And you are treating, through the wellness company, pregnant women as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I take calls from all over the world for a consultation, just all over the world.
Because that's important to me. So, is your specialty with the wellness company only pregnant women, or do you run the gamut of everyone?
Yeah, I have a very sophisticated platform portal So we're Mr. Colson and Mr. Gillilee, my founder and CEOs, are working on that right now. We're seeing, of course, you know, thousands of telemedicine visits from mostly from the United States and from other countries. I'm not seeing that yet because I need a specialty portal that can access and upload all the data that I need, and we're working on that.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm seeing all the calls that I can from wherever I can, and you know, I'm doing it pro bono until they get that set up, which is fine.
God bless because, you. I mean, seriously, God bless you.
Well, you know, how can you turn down? This is a real case. Just over the weekend, and this breaks my heart. You know, this is a woman who contacted me. Who is a 37-year-old, and she's undergoing her sixth pregnancy. She has five beautiful children, and she's 8 weeks pregnant, and she was diagnosed with an advanced gastric cancer with a death sentence. It's what we call the most undifferentiated form, the so-called signet ring pathology or goblet cell pathology. Literally, her prognosis is extremely poor. And how can I, you know, this is what God created me to do. I don't take money for it, but this is why I'm here. And I'm never going to let a patient like that fall through the cracks if I can help them. So I continue to see patients. We're working on the portal.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of other responsibilities for the wellness company, looking at protocols. And I'm very big on this company. You know, don't believe the attacks on this company. It just proves that we're over the radar. And listen, Foster Colson, Peter Gillilee, the wellness company, it's a market disruptor. And when you disrupt markets and you're as successful as them, they come after you with blazing guns. And that's, you know, but you know, in the end, you know, we win and the truth wins.
You know, folks, my esteemed guest, Dr. James Thorpe, but by the way, he's on Twitter as well. Let me see if I got this right. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. But I think it's James or J.A. Thorpe. What's that?
Yep.
Yeah, it's on the screen.
J-A-T-H-O-R-P-M-F-M, as in Mary Frances Mary. That's maternal fetal medicine. That's the name of my high-risk subspecialty, high-risk OB-M-F-M. And Maggie underscore Thorpe, who's also my brilliant soulmate, best friend and wife, she has a site at Maggie underscore Thorpe, and she's putting a lot of stuff out there that's it's very, very powerful as well. I also have a Substack, Freedom and Truth, and I'm getting back on par with that. I'm in the process of completing a book, Vaccines and Pregnancy. So I'm keeping really, really busy.
Man, I can't believe, you know, we're not that far off in age, you and I. Okay, so to me, it's to see somebody like yourself doing so much, I think to myself, what's wrong with me? Because it's like, wow, you're just absolutely incredible. Folks, you've got to seriously follow Dr. Thorpe, his Substack, on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. But make sure you follow this gentleman, and also make sure you have the wellness company as your primary source of medical your primary medical source, I suppose, is the best way of saying it. At least in my view, I think you have a better chance of survival if you take away the mainstream medical stuff out of your life. That's been my experience in my years. You know, and something you said, I've got to say this, I know we're in overtime, and I apologize for keeping you, but because I know you're so busy, but you know, folks, Dr. Thorpe, I don't think, I mean, he's taken a lot of hits. I don't want to get into that necessarily because, to me, I just can't believe what is happening in our world today, where you've got a gentleman like this, who's doing a lot of pro bono work, who has been through the mill by these bastards, and you're exactly correct. I think that's the word of the day. And you're still going strong, and you are to be commended, congratulated, and thanked. Are we ever going to get back to normal? Whatever normal is, doctor, in your opinion? With the medical industry.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. It's so captured right now, and they're just doubling down. And, you know, I honestly, I've become a nihilist in terms of politicians. I've had to completely withdraw because I'm so uncomfortable. I know the last election was stolen. I know there's so many horrible crimes committed by these politicians, and I don't want to get my hopes up, honestly. So I can't get my hopes up and then see them dashed and, you know, make me go from righteous anger to sinful anger. I just can't do that. So I've kind of withdrawn from that process. So I don't put my faith in any earthly savior. It's only my creator and his son that I put my hope in. And that's what keeps me going, only by the grace of God. And I'm so grateful to be on your platform, and I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for your kind words, because, you know, just in the midst of this horrible attack, you know, it's hard to keep your chin up sometimes, but by the grace of God, we're doing it. And before we sign off, I do want to talk to you after the recording.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. We've got a few more minutes here, if you've got that time, and if not, okay.
I've got all the time you need.
Okay. I looking at all of this, in your researched opinion, you had said something earlier about, I wrote it down here in, let's see here. In May of, it was prior to SARS-CoV-2 coming out that something was, I think hydroxychloroquine was taken off of the CDC or NIH website. I'm not sure what you said exactly. Obviously, this suggests some sort of pre-planning of something. Would you agree with that? I mean, this was...
Absolutely. Okay. I never... do you want to see a picture of that ad, by the way?
If you haven't, sure.
Yeah, I've got it. Here it is right here.
Okay.
If you allow me to show my screen.
Let's see.
We can't... It's quite stunning.
Actually, we're not set up for that. I apologize.
Okay. I can get that to you, but there's... You know, I try to stick with... exactly what's in my wheelhouse. 2 years ago, my views have evolved as I've studied and read more. I would never have talked about genocide. I would never have talked about a plandemic, that this was planned. I would only talk about the disasters of what I've seen with my own eyes and my own patients and the government's own data. I'm over that. There's overwhelming evidence. This was a DOD military operation. This was planned. Listen, we got 2016 patents of Moderna for the mRNA vaccine for COVID. This is not a conspiracy theory. You know, when you look at read the Bragan's book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, yes. We are the prey. Listen, that's irrefutable. There's over 1,000 citations in there. You're looking at... publications from this corrupt military medical industrial complex going back to 2010, when Gates himself declared it as the decade of the vaccine. I'm talking about patent publications, medical publications. There's a footprint of irrefutable documentation that this was planned.
Well, everything I've read, all of the documentation that I've seen suggests, or not suggests, I mean, it could be used, in my view, as evidence in a court of law. It's as simple as that. I deal with people all the time, and many of those people are still hung up on this, hey, you know, I've got to get another booster, or hey, isn't it great that the they combine the flu shot and the COVID shot kind of stuff. How do you fight that, doctor? And you're, God bless you for saying, you know, righteous anger as opposed to, you know, the carnal anger that I have. Okay, I'm a guy. You give me the only tool in my toolbox is a hammer. Okay, I mean it's like of course I've got, obviously I've got issues, but when you say righteous anger, it's quite different than the carnal anger. But I guess, who do we go after?
Only we can fix it. And you're doing an incredible job, Doug. This is all the data and all that I have would be completely worthless without you giving me a platform. So you're doing your job. You're saving lives. You're putting out truth. You're putting out my information if I didn't have you. So how else? We need to bring more whistleblowers to get out. You know, there's ACOG went after women to implement this lie. They went after women. They were captured. The American College of OBGYN that is responsible for 61,000 OBGYN doctors, 61,000, and they threatened them. And if they don't take the bribe and they speak out in truth, their careers will be destroyed. And I have that in writing from threats from them that were nationally published and sent to every single one of their members. I have that. I have that all documented. So they're killing and injuring my pregnant women and all other patients globally. So it's a horrible thing, and it's. You know, I'm an empath, and let me tell you something. You know, an empath doesn't do well when I see my patients suffering from perpetrated lies. My heart is broken, and I become angry, and I have to guard my heart against that. I never advocate for violence, but I would like to see a Nuremberg trial, and I would like to see some of these people imprisoned for life and executed. Because they deserve it. They deserve to be executed under a Nuremberg military court of justice. I believe that. And I'm not saying to anybody, go out and do that. I'm not a violent person. I don't promote violence. The only way we can win this war is to get people to come out and see truth. The truth will set you free. I am the way, the truth, and the life, our Creator said.
And Alex Jones has got a new book out, The Great Reset. On the cover, I think it's on the cover. I can't recall, but he's talking about the about truth being like a lion. You know, you can't. He was quoting, I think, Saint Augustine. But you're right. The truth will set you free. In the remaining moments we have here together, you've got kind of a captured audience. And I know our audience, I know the demographics, I know that we have the majority of listeners are women, not by much, but that they are a majority. A lot, we have a lot of, a big segment who are of childbearing years. We also have a segment that are the parents of adult children of childbearing age. To those people, because of your specialty, specialties, plural, what messages would you give to pregnant women, women, the parents of women girls, whatever, specifically, given your line of specialty here, medical specialty, what messages would you give to them?
Number one, don't ever take a vaccine ever again. Okay, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but your government and the hospital systems just proved beyond a shadow of doubt, irrefutable proof. I will testify anywhere in the world, which I have. They're trying to kill you and keep you sick. They get reimbursed for the more people they kill, as in the remdesivir. They're still killing patients with remdesivir. We have a hospital locally that just killed another patient with remdesivir. Do not take any more vaccines. Do not trust any of your physicians or your nurses or your hospital systems or your government. Wake up and smell the coffee. The vaccine charade is deadly. I was just going to say there's been a 20-fold increase in sudden infant death syndrome in Utah state death certificate data in the 2 years of the vaccine compared with four preceding years. It's a stunning graph. This is not Jim Thorpe's data. This is Bobby Bounds' data that was bought from legally from the state of Utah. And we have other data. We have a whistleblower data from police women units that investigate SIDS. They know these units go into the homes. And as you know, Doug, they're legally bound to investigate any death outside of a hospital, right? So they've investigated 250 such SIDS deaths per unit preceding. This is not during COVID preceding, Doug. 50% of those deaths, those tragic, beautiful children of our Most High God, were killed by the vaccine within 48 hours of the vaccine. 80% of them, of those SIDS cases, are actually occurred within 7 days of the vaccine. And then, if that's not bad enough, all of those SIDS deaths had autopsy abnormalities, all of them noted on the autopsy, the most common of which, and almost all of them, a brain bleed. These are vaccine injuries that are killing the sudden infant death syndrome, and more people are coming out. And this has been going on for the years. And the pediatricians try to gaslight mothers and try to threaten them, the mothers and fathers that even question the safety of the vaccine, saying, oh, we're going to turn you into the state family health services because you abused your children. This is their ploy. This is what they've done. The pediatricians are just as, actually more corrupt than the obstetricians. They get $30,000 to $50,000 a year based upon how many patients they can kill and injure. They don't say that. Based upon what proportion of patients is vaccinated in their practice. This is not science. This is totalitarian fascism.
Boy, to say the least, it certainly is. Okay.
I do have that picture, if you want to see it, of the cute little, I don't see if you can appreciate that on my cell phone.
Boy, we're going old school here. Look at that, folks. Okay.
So what does this say? This says, this is right off the CDC and the FDA website, okay? And what it says is, who can take hydroxychloroquine? Hydroxychloroquine can be prescribed to adults and children for all ages. It can also be safely taken by pregnant women and nursing mothers. This is right off the CDC and HHS website. They agreed with Dr. Jim Thorpe. They agreed with all the other physicians that have been using hydroxychloroquine for 4 decades in pregnancy, but they took it off their website before the pandemic.
Okay. In investigative terms, conspiracy, obviously. It just hurts my head to think about the vast conspiratorial aspect of what we've gone through over the last few years, and how it continues to unfold, and we have to fight back. And fighting back, one of the frontline fighters, of course, is Dr. James Thorpe, who I've had the pleasure for the first time to have on the show. And I do hope he'll be back again. I do hope you'll come back again, because there's so much more to talk about. But the message to the women out there of childbearing years, do not get jabbed with a vaccine. Don't take any vaccines whatsoever. By the way, if a woman has taken a vaccine, I have this email. When I spoke to someone who knew you were going to come on, he asked me to ask you this question, and I'll end with this. His sister received the vaccine and a booster. Now, I want to be very specific. Vaccine and a booster. It was a Pfizer vaccine, the same with a booster, I believe. He wasn't specific on the latter, but the former for sure. Pregnant now. Is there anything that she should be doing to mitigate any damage already caused by what yes. she... Okay, what yes. should she be doing?
She's already pregnant.
Yes.
She's taken... How long ago were the vaccines? About a year ago or...
18 months ago.
Yeah. What she should do right now, Doug, is she should use I have a preferred product. She needs to use vitamin D3, K2, okay. and she needs to document, and she needs to push that. The oral product, I don't like. It doesn't get absorbed well. I know it's cheap, but you have to push it up to the upper limit of normal by a blood testing. Now, we at the Wellness Center are rolling out a self-test for a patient for the vitamin D level, but we don't have it yet. We will get it. But it's absolutely imperative that you push this vitamin D3. I prefer, actually, the vitamin D3, you can try this formulation that's on your screen, but if it doesn't... make sure you take as many as you can until that vitamin D level gets up to the upper limits of normal in your laboratory. If it's LabCorp, you know, or one of the others, they have their own unique upper limit of normal, but it's somewhere between 80 and 100 nanogram per ml. Push that vitamin D3 up until you get to that upper limit, proven by blood testing. You can't rely on the dosage. Okay, number two, vitamin C, take a couple grams a day. Number three, take zinc and in over-the-counter preparation, 35 to 50 milligrams, depending on the preparation. And number four, take the concentrated iodine drops at least two a day. Those are all extraordinarily important for your immune system, for your maternal health and the preborn's health. Also, I strongly advocate that every pregnant woman order a home nebulizer. They're very cheap. You can, we're going to have a handheld one that we're developing through the Wellness Center. But for the time being, get one off Amazon. They're cheap. And you can nebulize a variety of important nutraceuticals and even prescription drugs that can be life-saving. One of them is hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is a natural substance. White blood cell secretes ozone. Ozone is metabolized into hydrogen peroxide. Both the ozone and the hydrogen peroxide are strong immunomodulators of health. So the other thing that the hydrogen peroxide does, if you nebulize it, is if you're exposed, you come off a flight, even if you're asymptomatic, do a 2 or 3 minute nebulized hydrogen peroxide. Use food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
You take one cup of water and you take one tablespoon of food grade 3% hydrogen peroxide and you add 1/2 teaspoon of salt. That gives you everything you need. You can nebulize that for 3 or 4 minutes. You can use it prophylactically if you've been exposed, you come back from a ball game, you come off a plane, just take it. If you begin having symptoms, start it immediately. The sooner the better. It sterilizes everything from your nose, your mouth, all the way down to your tiny air sacs. I've used it in all my pregnant women. I have them stand by and use that.
Okay. And folks, by the way, Jim, same name, We won't charge you for that consultation, but folks, I hope you heard what he said. If not, listen to it again. Dr. James Thorpe, The Wellness Company. Folks, the links will be in the program description box. Follow him. God bless you. Thank you, sir, for being on the program.
God bless you. It's such an honor to be with you. Thank you, Doug.
All mine. All right. Good night, folks.